When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There we go. Little tribe. This is... This is a war tour, right? Yep. That's what this song is, right?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all out there, for real, yeah, in these streets, man, slow down on your unk, man. For real, man.
You're getting older. Yeah, you got hit in the head a bunch.
Listen, they pressing me out there, man. Yep. They're pressing me out there.
Pops into a corner.
Yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry with the Doodat Dental Group. It's in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Bunch of food out there. They have real drinks out there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some of my people out there.
Yeah, I saw the Surfside come in. Yes, so thanks to Max Neighborhood Beverage in Maple Glen for the drinks as well. Are you worried about Jalen having to throw the ball more and your favorite Eagles Cowboys memory? 215-592-9494. George in Maryland. George, you're on WIP.
My main man. Hey, take this, man.
Yes,
you're the king of low lying food, my man.
It really is.
There it is again. Yes, sir.
You know, you just find something about Jalen. You know what I mean? It's not even true. And he's a way better passer than Cam Newton. He's a better passer than Lamar. He's not a better runner.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
See, okay, all right, couple things.
But that's just facts, though.
One fact and one not fact. So the fact is he is a better passer than Cam Newton. I agree with you there. Now, I don't think he's nearly as powerful a runner as Cam Newton,
no.
but he's a better passer. As far as he isn't better than Lamar Jackson at anything. And that's not – we're talking about a
guy. I don't know if that's true anymore.
I used to say that. I used to be with you on that.
George,
I used to be with you on that. Not this year. I can't look at what Lamar is doing and doubt his throwing ability anymore.
By the way, there's no shame in being worse than
a guy
Lamar
who's on
Jackson.
His way to being a 3-time MVP.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So Ike, yeah. can he throw the football, Ike?
Yes, without a question.
I'm tired of this guy keep downing this guy, and he could do these things. I'm tired of this dude, man. This dude just killed Jalen over nothing.
Well, do you think Jalen is in quarterback? How good do you think Jalen is?
Right now, he's about 10-12 right now.
Okay, well, that's where we all are.
Yeah, I'm a little closer to 15, but
not right there.
What's that?
My man's not right there.
He's saying you're wrong.
I think he's but here's the thing. We're talking about degrees here, right? I think he's closer to 15. But if you think he's 10-12, means you can think he's 12. We don't really disagree that much. We don't. We're talking about this guy or that guy. My concern is that when a quarterback who is primarily a passing quarterback has an ankle thing. It is far less detrimental because he can sit in the pocket and throw the ball. I don't think that's what Jalen is. So that's what I'm not trying to make him sound worse than he is. That is clear. Look,
well, you're definitely doing that.
Well, how about this?
If they were super confident
about Jalen throwing the football, they wouldn't be running the football more than any team in the NFL, especially on early downs. So So, look, every quarterback's better at some things than others.
Yeah.
You could say a quarterback that is immobile, if you're going to talk about Kirk Cousins and going to talk about a team that has a great pass rush, your concern could be, I don't think Kirk Cousins can get out of the way. You could say that. I don't have that concern with Jalen Hurts. The concern I have, though, with Jalen Hurts is that I just don't think he's a good enough passer. And when it comes down to it, the NFL, and by the way, this has been Lamar Jackson's issue, is that when you are in the playoffs and they are committed to making sure that you can't run, you have to throw the football, and that's been the problem with Lamar. So,
yeah.
You know, so that's my worry about Jalen. I'm truly not trying to make it sound like he's useless or, you know, the worst quarterback in the league, but I'm just talking about throwing the football. I'm not super confident with him throwing the football more than he's throwing the football right now.
Every game has to be an indictment on Jalen Hurts. Why?
It's not every game. We barely talked about him this week. We've talked about Saquon most of
it.
I'll tell you why, George.
Man.
No, you're making everything into a hater thing. This isn't a hater thing. We heard No. What I'm looking at is watching him play, and that is my assessment of how he plays. I don't have any problem with him personally. I don't have any. So that's my assessment of how he plays. And an hour ago, or an hour and a half ago, we heard he's dealing with an ankle thing. So we're talking about the game on Sunday and talking. And by the way, in addition to that, we've been talking all week about Saquon taking touches away from Saquon. So. And the reason that they're in this position, why he is touching the ball so much, is because the quarterback's not a great thrower.
You keep saying that.
He's not.
When I watch him throw the football, sometimes he's a very good thrower. I don't know what you see.
Congratulations.
And I see what I see. Because I would never agree with you. Your assessment on Joel Embiid.
Okay, George, what I didn't do to you is say the only reason you think he's good at it is because you have blind faith in him. So that I can have my opinion about him and his skill set without being a hater. And if you think he's the 12th best quarterback in the league, and I think he's the 15th, we're not really that far away. So. So I don't understand why you're so mad at me because I don't think he's a great thrower.
The same thing with Joel Embiid. You demonize Maxey because Joel Embiid can't get
on
the court.
There we go. How do I demonize Maxey? What did I ever say about Maxey that demonizes him?
You could put Kyle Lowry in and with Joel Embiid they win points. The Sixers
it's just a fact.
The Sixers got a Joel Embiid problem. He can't stay on the court.
No, I'm not demonizing. How many players do you think in the NBA are better than Tyrese Maxey?
You paired Maxey with Lowry. You did it yesterday.
No, what I said was, George, I'm gonna put you on hold so you can listen to this because you're not letting me talk. Okay, we'll move on from George.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to move on from here. There we go. Yeah. I'll put him on and then I'll take him off.
He'll still be
okay.
Listening.
All right. Yeah. Here is my point on Maxey was not that he's not a good player. He's a very good player. He might be a Hall of Famer at the end of the day. But there are a lot of Hall of Famers that can't be the best player on a team to win a championship. I mean, there are. Mitch Richmond's a Hall of Famer. He wouldn't be the best player on a championship team. So my point is that the Sixers would win more games replacing Maxey with Kyle Lowry than replacing Embiid with Andre Drummond. Because Joel Embiid can carry a team to victory, and that team can be a good team. Tyrese Maxey can't. That's okay. He's still a good player. Neither can Paul George, by the way, at this point in his career. There are a lot of really good players that can't carry a team. Hell, Devin Booker is a great player. Is not carrying a team, which is why they went and got Kevin Durant, a player better than him. The guy that's on his team. There was a time where we thought Bradley Beal was probably the 15th or 16th best player in the league, and they tried to build a team around him. And what happened? You know,
it's rare. I mean, it's a rare few that have that ability.
Yes,
that you can build around them and you can lead. They can lead you to a championship. And quite frankly, it has a lot to do with obviously your skill, but your size and all of that. You could be 6 feet. You can be 7 feet. Some guys don't have it. Right? And you know what I mean. There are some guys who don't have that ability to do that. I don't think it's an indictment on Maxey as to who he is, because he's not a guy you believe you can build a team around to go win a championship with.
And By the way,
he's just not as good as he is. More of a complimentary player to a guy that could do that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and Joel, to win a championship, needs a player on the perimeter like Maxey.
Yes.
You can't. He's not. They're not winning a championship with Kyle Lowry.
Shaq
instead
needed Kobe
of,
and yes. Dwayne Wade.
Yes,
Wilt needed Jerry West to win when he won.
Yes, Kareem.
You know, Kareem needed Magic.
Yes,
and Oscar,
Worthy.
And Oscar.
And James Worthy.
And James Worthy.
You know, that's fine. It's fine. But what I'm saying is my only
LeBron
point.
LeBron needed everybody.
Yes, multiple times. And Kyrie specifically.
Yeah.
Kyrie's a good example. You can't build a team around Kyrie,
yeah, as great as Kyrie
to win a championship.
Is, yeah. No, you're right.
That's all.
That's a great example.
I love Maxey. I'm so glad.
Is not Kyrie.
No, you couldn't build one around
Kyrie.
You
couldn't build one around Kyrie.
And them being the other guy, I think is great for them because it lets them sort of, one of the other things with both Kyrie and Maxey is that they're not great at creating for other players. I think Kyrie's probably a little
bit
better
than
Maxey.
Yes.
But still not good enough to be the primary.
Still not good enough, yeah.
That's it. 215-592-9494. Q in Center City. You're on WIP. What's up, Q? What? Oh, you're talking to somebody.
Like, you don't do that.
I wonder if the caller on the line was given a warning that he might be coming up from our producer.
Poor Buzz.
It's nonstop. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-Jewelers.com.
Do you think the callers let down Buzz, or do you think that
no,
Buzz left
Buzz.
Down the callers?
It's Buzz. Never happens at the studio.
No,
never
man,
happens.
It's the callers, man.
Nah,
they
it's
let
Buzz.
Buzz down.
No.
Buzz is trying.
The Twitter question: are you nervous about the game Sunday with the Cowboys? After learning that Jalen has been dealing with an ankle injury, what do you think?
No.
Okay. What do you think the percentage is?
80%.
76. Very close. Very close.
We're gonna kill him.
All right. We'll get to Nick Kostos right after we talk to Q in Center City. Q, you're on WIP.
That was my bad. Buzz.
No, it's Buzz's bad.
It's always Buzz's fault.
Yeah, it's Buzz. It's Buzz.
Now this is the thing, Spike. I gotta back you up on this. I'm telling you, man. It's not hate. Maybe I'm. It's not hate. I think the Eagles overall can win Sunday, but the way you preface the question.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, you got to be a little concerned, especially if AJ 50-50. That's a security blanket. The kid, the guy cannot make all the throws consistently.
Who said AJ was 50-50?
Genius.
Oh, did he?
Well, he did.
Well, he said that earlier in the week, yes.
I mean, Jack, did we talk about AJ being 50-50 and not
yes.
playing 50? Okay,
yes.
So.
Oh, yeah, AJ AJ is 100% healthy and ready to go.
Okay, yeah, come on. AJ doesn't play when it's 50-50.
Hey, I just listen and, you know, listen. Yeah. Just
don't
thing,
listen
though.
To Jack and Howard.
Yeah.
It's the highest rated 6 o'clock show in the country.
King, what are you talking about? Come on now.
Listen, well, you can listen to them, just don't believe what they say.
Okay, maybe you can, it's the worm, right? Maybe it's the worm.
Yeah. You can listen to them, just don't hear them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right. But this is the thing, though. This is the thing with Jalen, man. He's like, he needs his legs. I think he had some urgency the last couple weeks because those runs, it just seems like the urgency, he feels it. I think his best asset is his intangibles. They say average people who are successful is only by laser focus. I think he got that piece. I think Jalen can lock in. But from a talent of throwing the football, he can. And they say better than Cam Newton. I don't know. I'm not going to go that far. But I think
his arm is not as strong as Cam Newton's. It's just more accurate than Cam Newton's.
Definitely more accurate thrower. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I don't think he's ready to feel better. I think Jalen sometimes he goes one way where he feels comfortable, where he got the confidence at, and sometimes things could be open. But if he don't have the confidence to make that throw, he's going to hold the ball a little bit. I mean, I don't know, man. Like Jalen, he's about the 12th, 15th best quarterback in the league right now, and he's playing really, really well.
Top 10. Top 10, Q. Top 10. Stop it. Top 10.
He got all the support.
Yeah, he should. Yes, yes, yes. Tell me the quarterback who doesn't.
That quarterback last night that lost. He don't got all the support. It's a lot of them that don't have all the support.
Well, who the hell was he throwing to last night? Nelson Aguilar or Jalen Reagor?
What?
Huh?
I'm talking about the team that lost, the Bengals.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Okay, you mean overall, like a defense and everything else?
About everything that makes the quarterback look good.
It's okay. Hold on. Why does our quarterback get penalized for having an organization as competent that could put talent around him to support him to get the best out of him? Like, why do we penalize our quarterback for that?
Well, Ike, it's twofold. When you have this level of support, when you got this,
you
got
to win with it, right? You got to win with it.
Not just win. No. Ike, listen. Not just win. When you got a Lamborghini, you're expected to drive it.
A Lamborghini.
Yes. When you got a fast car, really good fast car, the driver, which is Jalen, is expected to drive it fast to see it perform. That's why you buy that kind of car. The owner don't give you all those supports and all those things for your fans to be down.
I don't know what to say to this, man. I don't know what to – because now you're talking about style points. Because here's what I would tell you. Here's what I would tell you. As long as the Lamborghini looks good and I don't crash it, whether I'm driving it 55, 65, or 75, baby, I look good getting to my destination. And as long as I get to my destination, I'm a winner. Understand that. What you're saying is you want to win by 20 and 30 points every week.
You're saying style points. What I'm saying is if we're gonna keep it on the Lamborghini thing, you don't get that kind of, you don't put these kind of guys around.
Well, first of all, you brought the Lamborghini analogy in, not me. I just adjusted to it.
My point is you don't put these supports in for you not to perform really well and look good.
6-2 right now. 6-2, Q.
Best.
Look like right now we look like at least, at worst, the second best team in the NFC. Come on. Second best team.
No doubt.
Who else would you put in front of us?
Well, I think they're – I appreciate the call, Q. We gotta get to Nick. Yeah, we gotta get to Costos.
You wanna go Washington?
No, I'm
we're gonna take care of them Thursday night. Who else you wanna go with?
We'll see. I can throw your teams out. Well, let's go to
Costos. We'll go to Costos. Yeah, ask him.
All right. Nick Costos joins us. Nick is a host of You Better You Bet. You can listen to that anywhere. You get it in the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. He is our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Costos, how we feeling?
Man, you Eagles fans are brain dead, man. The guy's name was Q that was just on.
Yes.
That entertaining call, knowledgeable, knows what he's talking about. Just like, What are you guys smoking? You guys all think Jalen sucks? He's awesome. Like, he's real.
Oh,
12
relax.
You've been watching Daniel Jones too long.
Yeah, you
Stop
watch
it.
Bad quarterback.
No.
Yeah.
I honestly think that you guys are spoiled brats. That's what I think. I think Eagles fans
we're coming from
absolute,
the Yankee fan.
No,
hold up.
I'm a spoiled brat. Can you admit it?
No, you last week called Aaron Judge a loser.
He is. I'm a spoiled brat. I admit it. I'm a spoiled brat Yankee fan. Now, can Eagles fans that say Jalen Hurts is the 15th best quarterback in the league, can you admit that you're spoiled also?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm with you, Costos.
Of course you are.
You'd
right,
rather have
I'm right.
me playing quarterback than Daniel Jones. That's the problem.
This, like, Daniel Jones has nothing to do with, like my quarterback sucking has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts not like being better than the 15th best quarterback in the league. It's preposterous. It's ludicrous.
Whatever.
Daniel Jones would have the same stats in this team. Stop.
Okay, I'm not even... Jack's verbal trolling
just
is very
good. Ignore
him.
Yeah,
I will not
him.
Feed the troll.
Yes, ignore him.
All right, Nick. We're going to Dallas.
Spoiled,
Eagles still 7.5. Yeah, we got 7.5. Is that where the line still is? 7.5.
It is. Yeah.
Okay. What do you like in that one?
I like Dallas. How about them Cowboys?
There we go. There
listen,
we go.
Okay. Price,
oh, but the 15th best quarterback can't be Cooper Rush. Come on, Costos.
Well, I think the Eagles will win the game, but at price. If the number is going to be more than 7, it's not one of my favorite bets of the week. I have a small bet on Dallas. It has to be more than a touchdown if you like Dallas. And honestly, like for the Eagles fans out there, you're all spoiled. But also, for the Eagles fans out there, if you want to bet on your team, like wait. Like don't make this bet now. I think this is going to come off 7.5 and go down to 7. You'll get a better number to bet the Eagles. Look, Cooper Rush has been pretty good when he's coming for Dak over the course of Rush's career as the backup quarterback. He's 5-1. Micah Parsons is expected back. CeeDee Lamb is going to play. This is kind of like kitchen sink game for the Cowboys, and I do think the game goes one of two ways. I think the Cowboys can keep the game very close, probably lose, or I think the Eagles just absolutely smoke them, and this is dead coach walking spot for Mike McCarthy, and the team basically quits on McCarthy now with Dak probably going on IR. I'll have, again, a small bet that the Cowboys can keep it close. I'll bet Dallas plus 7.5 on Sunday.
All right, and give us three good ones, your three best ones, Costos.
Okay, the three best ones for this weekend. I like the Jets a lot on Sunday on the road in Arizona.
Oh, you're doing it again.
Yeah.
You're doing it again.
Yeah.
Pretty
stupid.
Yeah. Why do you like the Jets there? Because I have the other side.
Yeah, I think they should actually be a bigger favorite than this. It's just like,
really?
You know, like last week. Well, if the Bears had all their guys play last week on defense, the Bears without like three or four of their best players on defense, and they were all questionable and none of them played, and Arizona got bet out to being like a 2.5-point home favorite. If they had all played, I think the Bears would have closed like a 1-point favorite in the game. So now the Jets are like a 1-point road favorite at Arizona. I don't care what the one loss record says. Like the Jets are better than the Bears. The Jets should be a bigger favorite than this.
Okay.
And I think Garrett Wilson, and yeah, listen, like that's pretty, it's sound locked. It doesn't mean the bet's going to win, but
sure.
I do think the point spread's a little incorrect. So I'll bet the Jets. I think the Jets win by three or more on the road in Arizona. Elsewhere, let's go to, I do like the Giants, but I don't know if I can really give that out in good conscience. Lions on Sunday night in Houston against the Texans. If we get word that Nico Collins and Will Anderson are not playing, I don't think either guy is going to play. Nico Collins or Will Anderson, this point spread is going to go up. I'm going to like Detroit in the game, and I'll even lay a pretty rich price of 3.5 to do it, assuming no Nico Collins or Will Anderson. And then let's take a home underdog. How about the Indianapolis Colts plus 4 against the Buffalo Bills? I think that the Bills' defense stylistically much different from Minnesota's. What we saw last Sunday night, Joe Flacco not finding success. I will take Flacco and the Colts to keep it close at home against Josh Allen and the Bills.
I think Colts are 7-1 against the spread this year or something like that. 6-2, 7-1. So
I think they've been pretty good. They didn't cover on Sunday. That would
okay.
be one. And then yeah, Steichen was good against the spread last year too.
All right, and you are prop king, so give us a prop or two, you love.
I'll give you two. Let's go to the Niners-Bucks game, where Tampa just gets annihilated by opposing tight ends. And just think a couple primetime games that we've seen recently. Mark Andrews, Ravens-Bucks, and then Travis Kelce this past Monday night. Here's George Kittle coming off the bye. I think Kittle's receiving yards prop is probably about 10 yards too low. I'm looking at it right now, and it is 59.5. Like, no way. I think he clears 70. George Kittle, over 59.5 receiving yards. And then if we go to the Chargers-Titans game in Los Angeles, where Quentin Johnston, who we all thought was a first-round bust after last year at the wide receiver position, seems to have kind of found it here in year one with the Jim Harbaugh-Greg Roman offense. His receiving yards prop is 38.5. I think that's like 15 yards off. I like the over on Quentin Johnston as well this Sunday.
Real quick on Kittle, you don't think the McCaffrey coming back hurts that number at all?
I like, so it's a great question. I think that because of the matchup specific, like tight ends versus the Bucs has been, so, and look, like the bet doesn't have to win, obviously. I always want to offer that caveat. But like that specific matchup, Kelce had 100 yards last week. Like this is, I think the Bucs are allowing like the second or third most like points, fantasy points, yards, whatever, to opposing tight ends. This sets up well for a big game for George Kittle. I'll be betting that he goes over it. Nothing's a lock, but I think Kittle will go over on Sunday.
All right, Kostos. We appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Wishing everyone minimal sweats my best, the absolute very best. Like, listen, like all you Eagles fans, just like be happy.
Shut up.
Be happy. No, you shut up. Be happy that your quarterback is Jalen Hurts.
Sweat, shut up.
Right. You watch Daniel Jones, okay? Now I'll bring him up.
All right. There he is, Nick Kostos. You better you bet he does it every day. You can download the show in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, and his call is presented by Pet MGM. Go check out all the latest lines today, the BetMGM app. So Elliot joins us every Friday at 3, but I think the thing that we need to dig in with Elliot at first is A, why he didn't have the Jalen ankle story first, and B, how he judges Howard being out of line with the midday show and how that helps his Elliot's Eagles Insider of the Year case. So we didn't play that Howard audio. We'll do it with Elliot next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry with our friends from the Doodat Dental Group. It's a whole party here today. There is food, there is drinks, there is Reed Blankenship, there's someone honking their horn.
Yeah, it's a party. Spice cleaning your teeth.
Yes, they said I could do it. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.